Hi, this is Cookie, and I'm here with two business owners. Can I get your names?
Hi, good morning. My name is Chanel. I'm the owner of SC Signature Beauty Spa.
And I'm Corey, the CEO of Girly Creations.
Hi, ladies, and I'm really happy to talk to you because one of the first questions I have is, I know that you are graduates of Continental Beauty School, and I wanted to know, what made you decide to go into business instead of going to work for someone?
Honestly, I think the reason why I took that route is because I didn't want to work for anybody else. And I think that I have mastered the skills enough where I can open my own business. So okay. That's why I went that route.
And then, honestly, I did look into it, but the commission was, it wasn't going to be enough for me. It wasn't enough for my time. And so I just figured I would take that leap of faith, and better to start my brand off before I start making money for somebody else.
I like that idea. I actually like that, because what happens is a lot of people go into business for the first time, and what they automatically think is that they're going to get rich, and that the money they bring in, they get to automatically spend. Is that true?
No, if that was true, I'm pretty sure I would have been a millionaire by now. But no, it's not like that. I still do work a 9-to-5. I don't work 9 anymore into 5 because I work full time in my business. Like, I take my business very seriously. I work full time, and I put that overtime in my business. But I also work per diem at my other job just to keep that income coming in, like a flow of income to support my style right now.
Until your business is...
Until my business could fund my lifestyle.
Okay, I like that. What about you?
Yes, we actually both do have per diem jobs. That's how we met. The both of us, we just pick up when we can. And it is actually a long time before your business can pay you. My business still does not pay me. That money is separate. That doesn't happen first. It doesn't happen first, but you just have to have the confidence and the faith in yourself, and it'll happen eventually.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, because, you know, there are a lot of young women and a lot of people in general who go into business and automatically start thinking they can live off that income. So what is one piece of advice, Chanel, that you would give to a new business owner?
If I have to give you advice, I would say keep going. It's times where it gets hard. Sometimes you doubt yourself. Sometimes it's slow. You got slow days. You got quick days. But just don't give up. Keep going. Just don't stop. Like, if this is something that you really want, you got to go for it. Keep going. You
got it. And what about you, Corey?
Be prepared to leave your 9-to-5 job to now work 24 hours, because having your own business is not anything simple, and you're going to start off working more than you would and making less than you would working for the next person, but it will all pay off.
Well, thank you, ladies. I really do like that, and I appreciate you coming in and speaking with me. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.